I had a mother say to me, if a mother's place is in the home, how come I spend so much time in the car?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a teenager, I believed that arranged marriages were a horrible idea, like racing through London in the right-hand lane. But when our children were teenagers, I began to see the benefits. In time, you will grow to love her, I told my sons while thumbing through random pictures I clipped from my high school yearbook. A beautiful wife is not for you, but one of these gals will be grateful for your affection. Besides, cat-eye glasses will be all the rage in 3 or 4 years. When our children were young, my wife and I began watching and praying for suitable mates for them. We even took to carrying pictures of them in my wallet, primarily to barter with other parents. Many were eager to participate in dowry negotiations, and with the average Hollywood marriage lasting about 37 seconds, we decided to start an organization called Arranged Marriages Work Awesome, AMWA. Our slogan was, save money. Your honeymoon can double as your first date. Here were a few of our credos. 1, why should marriage be based solely on love and respect when we can get some cattle in the deal? 2, my son thinks tacos are a food group. How could he possibly choose his own wife? 3, you'll always have a story to tell at family reunions and on talk shows. While a senior in college, David Weinlich joked to friends that he would be married on June 13 of 1998. He had a tux and a ring. The only thing missing was a fiancé. So, 1 week before the big day, he and his buddies launched the campaign to elect Mrs. David Weinlich, attracting worldwide attention and 28 would-be brides to the Mall of America in Minnesota, where friends and family overwhelmingly selected Elizabeth Runs. The couple's first kiss was at the altar. Though they went into marriage knowing very little about each other, David felt that romantic love was a tad overrated. Marriage really ought to be more about committing to being together than it is about how you feel at a given moment, he said. We're committed. A few days after their much-publicized marriage, David told Elizabeth, "Wow, I don't mean to freak you out, but I think I love you." The couple had 3 children and almost 20 years of marriage when David passed away in 2018 from colon cancer. His legacy is one of commitment. How badly we need it today. One of the keys is community, too. In Angola, newlyweds are assigned padrinos, mentoring couples who will be in their lives for as long as the 4 shall live. Here are a few keys to a fantastic marriage. First, Ephesians 4:26 says, "Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Stay up and fight." Okay, I added the last 4 words. Second, Romans 13:8 says, "Owe nothing to anyone. Money trouble cripples many marriages. If you're in debt, plan and work your way out." 3, Proverbs 4:23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Let's remember who we made a promise to love, even when times are difficult. I decided not to force my children into anything, but we practiced arranged introductions, dropped subtle hints, invited certain families over, and took out ads in the newspaper. "Jenny Sanderson, we think you'd make a great wife for our son. Have your parents call this number." It went so well that we're thinking of practicing arranged weddings for our grandchildren, complete with potluck. A to E bring salad, F to M bring wedding cake. The first is getting married June 13, 2034 at the Mall of America. Please mail all applications to our address here in Tuktoyaktuk, where my children have locked me in a little cabin.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.